All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, it is 2023, and we are starting the book of Revelation. And before we actually get into the text, I want to get into a lot of the pretext that is out there. A lot of the different ways that Revelation is seen and misinterpreted and misused. Because Revelation was given to be a comfort for the Christians of all ages. But many people use it as a wave of terror to try to bring people in to the church by showing just how horrible life is going to be in the world. Now, granted, there is that as well, but that has always been the case. It will always be a horrible life outside in the world, especially for Christians. Why? Because the world is filled with sinners. Christians are both saint and sinner, those who have been called out from the world and thereby set apart from the world. And the world does not always take kindly to that being set apart. I don't remember if I introduced myself, but I am Pastor Doug Minton, here to dig deeper with you this week and next in some of the bad interpretations of the book of Revelation before we actually get into the text that John receives. This week we're going to look at three of the four major bad interpretations of the book of Revelation. The first one is praetorism. The word praetorism comes from the Latin word praetor, meaning past. In the praetorist interpretation of Revelation, everything except for the second coming has already happened. Some say these things happened before 70 AD with the destruction of Jerusalem. A Roman Catholic Jesuit named Alcazar developed the theory of praetorism. It was published posthumously in 1614. It has been accepted by Roman Catholics ever since. The main draw for Catholics, besides being developed by a Roman Catholic, is that it shows how the Church triumphed over the Roman Empire with the official recognition of Christianity by Constantine in 313. The greatest thing about the praetorist interpretation is that Revelation means nothing, absolutely nothing, for the present or the future. Everything is in the past. The worst thing about the praetorist interpretation is that Revelation means absolutely nothing about the present or the future, that everything is in the past. Aside from Alcazar, the most prominent praetorist commentator is R.H. Charles. We move on to one that's a little more well understood. Still not the greatest and most sought after interpretation, but definitely one of the most logical. The continuous historical or the historicist interpretation of Revelation is focused on two historical termini mentioned in Revelation, John's Day and Judgment Day. The process must be continuous because no other point in Revelation can be pinpointed to any particular historical event. This has been the common Protestant interpretation of Revelation. This viewpoint looks at Revelation as a blueprint of the history of Western Europe from the time of John to Judgment Day. The concentration on Western Europe expresses the importance of the Roman Catholic Church in world history. The continuous historical interpretation typically includes things like Constantine, the fall of Rome, the rise of Muhammad, the Protestant Reformation, Napoleon, Adolf Hitler, atomic weapons, Black Hawk helicopters, and so on and so forth. The greatest thing about the continuous historical interpretation is that you can place certain historical people and events within the framework of the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments of Revelation 6 through 16. The worst thing about the continuous historical interpretation is that it is constantly changing. It is reading Revelation alongside the newspaper. Each commentator places their generation in the last days, presenting their interpretation as the final interpretation. Prominent commentators of the continuous historical interpretation are Albert Barnes and Adam Clark. The third one we're looking at this week is the idealist interpretation. The idealist interpretation of Revelation views the book as a source of inspiration for courage within the church. The symbols throughout the book are used to show the battle between good and evil in this world. The major issue with the idealist interpretation is that it completely denies Revelation as a prophecy. Jesus says, "Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are and those that are to take place after this," Revelation 1:19. Another great issue with this interpretation is the extreme reactionary tone it has to any historical components in the other interpretations. Everything is idealized. Everything is abstract. Prominent idealist commentators are William Hendrickson in his More Than Conquerors book and the Lutheran commentator R.C.H. Linsky. These are three of the big interpretation flaws for Revelation. Next week, we'll look at the futurist, where we have pretty much the most common one. And I'm going to take a little bit of time to unpack it. But this one and next week will be shorter than we'll have for the text of Revelation. But I want to get these out there beforehand. But next week, we look at the futurist, where we get the premillennial dispensationalism of the Left Behind series and Hal Lindsey's late great Planet Earth, and the popular ones that come out in Christian movies and books. These three, the preterist, everything in the past, the continuous historical, that we can pinpoint where we are in the timeline, maybe, or the idealist, that it's all talking about just good versus evil and good wins at the end, are not the best ways to interpret Revelation. Or not the ways that Jesus intended when Revelation was given. And neither next week is the futurist, where we're always looking towards the future to see how close we are to certain points. But we'll get to that next week. Until then, this is Pastor Doug Minton, thanking you for digging deeper with me into the pretext of Revelation so that we may be able to better wrestle with the theologies around us. Amen.